Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for the programme audio series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Alex Oliver, Devin Vinson, Chase T. Hopper, Natalie Mink, Kevin Bradley, Incan Wolf, WW, Bean, Cassidy, Dr. Zombie. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Welcome to episode 115 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Chris Optrick at Amsterdam.
Hamitsala Harun Altahan.
Sasha Racket. A very worried Azu.
And it's okay, guys. I've managed to right the good ship Rusty Quill Gaming. It took a while, things got away from me, but I think I've managed to get things back under control as they should be.
By which he means he's about to dump more emotional pain upon us.
Yep.
Dump? Oh. I'm going to carefully place it.
Strategic locations,
yes. Oh God, that's such a more bleak and dark
structurally
parallel.
Important parts of our personality.
Sort of like our emotions are this factory floor, right? And you are like all of us.
Oh, no. My emotions are the factory floor. You punch them, and then I punch back in weird and strange ways.
Cool.
So. You have, I believe you just melted a mirror that had shown every single one of you having an important person being taken hostage.
Hamid breathed dragonfire for the first time.
Yeah. As he was screaming for Grizzop.
We will pick up from there.
Okay, you're sort of down a corridor. I do not appear.
I run down the corridor, still yelling your name.
Okay, cool. Well, when you arrive at the bottom, you see me standing in the middle of the factory floor. My weapon is glowing with a holy light, and I'm firing flaming adamantine arrows into every single piece of machinery that I can find. I've gone berserk in here. I have been working really hard and really energetically to destroy things as quickly as possible.
Oh, okay.
Side thing that's worth noting with those arrows, because the way they're made, they don't break.
Yeah,
I realise that you're functionally
that.
So
when you run out, you can grab them again.
Yeah.
No, I'm leaving them in the machines because if anything's moving, it'll do what we did to the door. That's the plan.
Absolutely, that would work.
But they're also on fire, so they destroy wiring and
that. Yep. It's all going wrong. A few fires have broken out. The pile of simulacrum has stopped, but that's only because everything else has stopped. And more ore is just piling up at the hopper. That's the only bit of conveyor belt that's still running is the one that's delivering ore here so far.
And my face is like when I was shouting at Sasha. So I look extremely angry and I'm openly weeping.
Grizzle?
What?
So we saw...
I know what's going on! I'm not having it, no! We're finishing what we started. They're not going to win. I don't care what they're going to do. We've got to finish this.
Okay, Azu runs down the stairs.
Hamid appears at the top of the stairs and starts casting Acid Blast.
Yep.
He casts it every 6 seconds. He has an expression on his face very similar to the expression on Grizzop's face.
Yep. To be clear, this isn't going James Bond villain, boom, boom, we've got to get out of the explosion. It's a factory. Factories don't work like that. Evil lairs do. This is a factory. It was just going to stop eventually.
It is an evil factory. Does it blow up a little bit?
Oh, it's going to blow up a little bit, okay. But the self-destruct button has already been damaged, so tough.
The self-destruct button is the pipe we're going to pull out.
Oh, yeah, you could flood it. Oh, yeah.
That's the next thing we do.
Oh,
yeah. We're just not going to do it while we're...
Anyway, you're still smashing everything on a sort of personal level.
Sasha's staying in the control room and is using... very well aimed daggers to stab through wiring. that one assumes is telling everything what to do.
Azu is keeping her head in a crisis. Right.
Hey, I'm stabbing things calmly.
Okay. We have to go.
No, we're not. We can't. We need to finish what we're doing now.
It's finished, Grizzop, she says, coming up. Look, this is smashed, and then we'll divert the water, we'll flood it.
Someone suddenly appears in the middle of the factory floor. Like,
shoot them.
Okay. Give me an attack roll.
I turn and ready a spell, but I half expect it to be Einstein.
I miss.
What did you get?
Okay.
Actually, their AC is...
No.
Very low!
That's true. I have a very high bonus. Yep. I rolled a 5.
Mm-hmm.
You just shot Einstein.
I've got an 18.
You totally hit Einstein.
Oh my gosh, Benjamin.
I deal 7 damage to Einstein.
Okay, he needs 5 out of 7 damage, it's fine. Were you using a flaming adamantine arrow?
Oh god, you are.
I deal 8 damage to Einstein.
Okay. So, Einstein's appear. Okay, oh my god! He immediately just drops to the ground.
Oh my god.
Oh! Oh, this is such a terrible idea!
Much over
the oh my god!
I cast lay on hands at range.
Can you do that? Have you got that? Oh, wicked.
Nice. So I expend 2 uses, but immediately cast lay on hands.
I would assume that he immediately does a will save because it's 2 things at once.
2.
Whoa. Kill 2. Yeah, he's still bleeding. There's still an arrow in his shoulder. It's like, okay. Okay, bye!
No!
He disappears.
Look, we have to stay calm, all right? These are our, I assume, families. I'm
not an idiot. I know what's going on.
You hear?
I pull the stone out.
Oh my god, are you guys okay? Someone's attacking. No. Do you need to get out? I can get you out.
Come back, Professor. It was just an accident.
No, you're under attack. Someone's shooting.
No, it was shooting.
We stopped them.
Okay, right, okay. You're gonna have to give me a second. I've got. Stop pulling it! Oh, how did you get in? I closed the door! The call stops.
The light goes out on my bow.
Okay, other helpful orcs.
Okay. Guys.
With a final shuddering creak, the only moving parts in this place finally stop. There's the sound of like cooling metal and like the odd like crackle and like, you know, pieces falling. The only thing that you can now really hear is the sound of like water running through the pipes. It's not rattling, it's not steam, it's just everything's just kind of stopped.
Right, now we've got to flood it.
Yeah. I go over to the pipes.
Yeah, look, it's broken.
And we're going to flood it, and then we're going to get the river back, and we're going to.
Everyone.
And we're going to get.
We're going to save Damascus, and we're going to carry on with the job.
Everyone should... get near the way out. What's Grizzle, what was down there?
Oh, a conveyor belt to the warehouses, probably.
Well, let's out that way, and I'll throw a bomb at this.
Guard blocked
Azu,
it.
You hear a voice in your ear specifically.
Okay.
If you flood the place, we'll kill one of them.
They'll kill one of them if we flood it. We can't. We need to go.
They'll kill them anyway. They will get everything paid back. Flood it, Sasha.
Let's get there in time to stop them.
We need to flood it.
It's all broken anyway.
We need to flood it.
No, I'm not leaving him there.
Then go, but we have a job to do.
We will go as soon as we are able, which will be very shortly. The last thing we do before we leave is we're going to flood this place.
Do I hear anything else from the voice?
Not currently.
I feel like they're in more immediate danger.
Are you a paladin?
Yes, obviously.
Right. So what have you spent your entire life doing?
Helping people.
Yes, helping people, despite your personal problems. This is bigger than us. Yes, I care about the person that he has. And if they kill them, then they will have gone and... But this is more important. We can't just give up everything. Otherwise, you are a bad paladin.
Grizzop, you're not the only person in the world.
We'll
tell Wild and he can come and finish this job.
There's a voice in Azu's ear again.
Mm-hmm.
Probably people aren't going to be... you know what? Give me a perception check. It's now gotten quiet enough that you guys might be able to hear this without sort of huddling in.
A 10. Not paying attention, turns out.
Yeah, shocker.
30.
What?
I mean, I got a natural 20.
So I'll tell you what, yeah.
I mean, that
was... Well, I mean, you're just going to raise the stakes, don't mind me.
Beat 33.
So Sasha and Hamid.
Yeah.
You can both hear this as well.
Mm.
We'll start with Emeka. Just in Azu's ear.
Azu, if they know they can get us to do whatever they want by killing these people, they will never stop and we will become the tool that they want. We have to show them that we cannot be changed from the course.
I don't have that many people for them to kill.
Azu, I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but we can't do this. We have to finish what we're doing, otherwise they win.
They'll win either way, I then. Then flood it.
You ready, Sasha?
I mean, my vote is that we go and we let someone else flood it.
Then you go, I'll flood it.
Because, I mean, look, we're going to divert the river anyway.
Then give me one of your bombs.
It doesn't work like that. I mean, it technically doesn't.
Yeah, I know it doesn't.
In Azu's ear, if there's anything that you'd like to tell them, I'll pass along a short message.
Just,
they're going to kill them. They're
go.
Going to kill them.
Then go, and I will stay here. I will finish this. Go.
Azu is doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
Describe it. Yeah, this is a lot of, there's a lot of physical going on,
yeah,
from
Helen. Yeah, she's got both of her hands on her head, and, like, if she had hair, then she would be pulling
Forgive
it.
Me for breaking the mood. How long does Iron Beard last?
I don't...
Is she pulling out her Iron Beard?
She could be pulling out her Iron Beard.
Throwing it to the floor in anger and disgust.
I mean, you know what? Even if it doesn't run this long, I'm just going to say that for this one time, your emotions are running so high that it can last long if you want to do anything with that.
I don't pull it out. It just retracts completely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She says, not to any of these people, tell Emeka I tried and that I love him then. Okay, anyone else want a goodbye message?
Give me a bomb. And get Einstein.
Oh, you guys, like, this is a project that is bigger than our heroics, guys. Like, we've got a whole backup system. We don't need to do the flooding ourselves.
Do you not remember what Wilde told us last? He's out of resources.
I swore an oath with my God that I will finish this thing.
Well,
so yeah. I'm not the only person in the world, but nor are you, okay?
Yeah.
Other people care about things more than themselves, okay? Other people have a purpose. Now give me a bomb and talk to Einstein and go!
The fact that I'm keeping calm, Grizzop, doesn't mean I don't care. And anyway, I don't have any gods.
I'd like to try and shake the stone like, Einstein! Einstein!
Hello? Yes? Oh my God! Will you give me 2 minutes to bandage myself? God!
Can you please come back here right now?
Literally, like, 20 seconds, okay? When did I become a bus driver?
I'm walking over to the pipe and I'm doing what I can to start destroying it, which is not very much.
Give me a disabled device, actually.
I'm going to assist him.
Yeah, sure.
Do I roll to that?
You do, because this isn't fifth ed.
I rolled a 19 and I have quite a high intelligence score. So, technically, that's 22.
And I rolled a 15.
You know what? Between you two, yeah, the combination of acid and working on the bolts that hold the duct, you're like, okay, trying to get through the pipe ain't going to work. You'll be here hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
Getting through the bolts, you'll get it done in an hour. Like, this is a huge industrial pipe, like, massive. People could walk, like, two abreast in it kind of thing. But, yeah, you reckon that if you worked on the bolts, you could probably do it. But you also know that if you do, this thing will just go. It won't sort of, like, oh, a little bit will come out. It'll collapse. The system will collapse and this place will fill.
But it also is not going to happen immediately because you just told us it's going to take a while.
Oh, yeah, so it'll take an hour before you even have to really be worrying about that.
I'm going to carry on.
Sure.
I won't say anything to Grizzop, but I'll sort of acknowledge his presence. And
Sure.
Keep working with him.
Okay, Azu is pacing.
Einstein appears. He's bandaged up in the shoulder. You recognise the work of one of the people in your village. I won't say names and so on unless they're being, like, introduced, but, yeah, you recognise that work. Oh, my God, what is this place? Wow!
It's a bad place.
They're making the simulacrums. This is where the factory, the guy that's kidnapped...
What's a simulacrum?
It's one of these.
Ah! What's it do? He kicks one. Looks broken.
Robot that makes more robots.
Oh, you speak Czech. Okay.
Yeah, like Emma's been helping us.
Einstein begins rattling off some Czech that Alex can't speak.
I'm going to turn round and angrily shout, "You haven't got time!"
Oh, right. Yes.
No,
okay.
We don't have time. We need to go to Rome.
I think I can get you close from here. I've not done this before. So,
as close as you can get us will be okay.
You say that. You'll say that now, but when you're in a cave
or you're in the sky, or in an octopus, suddenly it's Einstein's fault, okay?
You're the alien choice we have.
Okay, who am I taking?
Before you do that, once we're gone, Einstein, it's pretty important that you teleport to Damascus and...
I thought that's where I am!
No, right into the town and tell a lot of people their river's been stolen so they can come up here.
How'd you steal a river?
I'm going to do this. Just go.
Ooh.
What? I think you should come.
No! I'm not giving up on my oath because of... Just go!
This is fulfilling your oath. This is... If we let him go, then he's just going to make another
you
factory.
You think we can trust this scatterbrained idiot? I am making sure that this gets done and done properly. Now go and save your... Go!
Okay. Einstein rolled well enough to read the room. So I'm guessing other people were taken?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How these things tend to roll.
What things? Do you have any experience with these things?
Oh, you know, saving the world. Wow, stakes. This is big. Young man's game, though.
Yes.
Oh, young woman's game.
Thank you. Can you just send me at least...
Well, teleport is as near as you can be pretty sure where we might go.
Oh, I can do my best, but, you know, 100 miles, long way to walk.
Yeah.
Okay, you got any prep you ever done Rome before? I sort of saw it from the outside once. Looked dry. Kind of weird.
How do you mean weird?
Weird like Einstein's accent is going because I've been doing it for too long. you know, like monsters and magic goes very funny.
I stop working briefly. I walk up to Azu. I lay on hands, and then I walk back again. Keep working.
Sure.
You get 8 hit points back.
I take a couple of empty water bottles out of my bags of holding, refill them in the water that's flowing in.
I don't think you would want to, unless one of you's got purify water. I really think that might make you a little bit sick.
I mean, flowing through an underground cavern. I'm getting it from, you know, where it flows into the industrial.
It's still a river.
Place.
Would you drink the Thames?
I would. I have frequently drunk from mountain streams, and that is essentially what's going on here.
Well, this is the major river that flows through Damascus, but
probably processes that happen to
before it reaches
here.
If it looks nasty,
it doesn't look particularly good.
Okay,
not for drinking. That, like, there's streaks of oil and grease in it.
Sure.
And,
okay, so it's artificially bad.
Yeah. Nice. It's almost like they weren't really concerned about how they were going to reclaim the water at the end of the process.
I don't understand how you think that being teleported to 100 miles away from Rome is going to help your families. Like, I don't know if we can take Rome, and also walking 100 miles takes a while.
Oh, there you go, stuff like this. He points to the bloodied remains of the Medusa. Yeah, stuff like that. That is the kind of thing you sort of see.
So easy things
right.
to be.
So
apparently so, yeah. Dead easy.
What alternative do you have?
Oh, I don't have an alternative. I just don't want you sort of running in there blind, you know?
Then...
I mean, I already have to tell all of your village that someone's missing. I have to tell them you're missing too. They're probably going to associate me with bad memories.
They're holding our family. We have to... Try.
Oh, totally,
do?
So you ready to go then?
Ready as we'll ever be.
I got two more in me for today, though.
So only two of us can go?
No. I can get everyone there, and I can get everyone back, but I'll have to stay. Or I could drop you off, but I got one more left. Teleporting's really hard. I feel like you don't appreciate me sometimes, you know? I do all this for you. I work really hard. I probably save months of, like, tedious journey and, like, heart-to-heart conversations on trains. There's a worst. You know, who knows how you could fall
all
out over
episodes.
That kind of... Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, like, that's awful. You'd have to read, like, romantic literature just to pass the time. It'd be awful.
I put my hands on Einstein's shoulders and I look at him very seriously and I say... Thank you for everything that you have done.
That's okay, Azu. You got a cool family.
I know.
Don't drink the booze. Wow.
Okay. I don't have anything to prep, really.
Just think this is a really bad idea.
It's a Rusty Quill campaign when it's not the case. I'm going to go around one at a time because I can feel some fractures. I can feel all the pressure that I put you
is
on
it
at the beginning.
Is it from the fact that we've said we don't agree with each other?
Yes. So I'm starting with you, Helen. What is Azu doing?
Azu's gonna go because love comes above all other virtues and she loves her brother.
Oh, paladins, I love having rules to exploit. Grizzle!
Absolutely not going, as I think is made patently obvious.
Hamid?
Yeah, Hamid's gonna go with teleport crew.
Okay.
Like, his sense of morality is simple and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sasha is just disappointed in all of them. Like, of course. You don't lose your nerve the first time someone you know gets kidnapped. Like, this is...
That's like day two stuff.
This is like gang warfare, like, 101.
Yeah.
You negotiate and you work out what's... This is just, like, she's just pinching the bridge of her nose and being like, well, I suppose I'm going with you just to, like... I suppose protect you, but like we're probably gonna die for no reason to a snow leopard, a mountain, like in a different country.
Oh, I forgot you keep getting teleported to really random places. Yes! This isn't the first time for Sasha, I genuinely forgot.
She just thinks this is gonna be a massive anticlimax and they're gonna end up like stuck on a mountain.
So Einstein, who's sort of been kicking the dirt a little bit, the factory floor, kind of just awkward, yeah.
Let's go. Is that
3-4-1 against? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. I look forward to splatting into the ground, having been teleported into the sky. Yeah.
That's fair.
Should I take a parachute? Maybe. Like she starts looking at some cloth. I wonder if there's. Oh no! Wait. Hamid can fly. So.
Oh, there you go. Problem solved. Yeah. Cool. Come over then. So, I'm gonna have to stay, aren't I? Because you want an out, don't you?
Unless you want to come with us.
No, as in, I'm going to have to stay with you, otherwise, you know, you die, I can't get out.
I mean, if you're willing to, Professor, it wouldn't hurt.
Ah, it'd be a cool story.
Yeah, all right, come on.
Thank you, that's really brave of you.
I'm not going to be any use. Once this is done, I have one good teleport. I'm an old man with no other skills.
Well, then you can teleport home if it's safe.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, if we end up, like, if you've teleported us into a magma-strewn cave, then you can teleport us out, right?
Yeah!
Cool.
Cool! Yeah. Holding hands!
Azu holds Hammer's hand.
Think happy thoughts! That's how this works. Okay, here we go. And, okay, Grizzop, don't die. Bye. 3, 2, 1!
I get out to Grizzop as we disappear.
He teleports out.
Once they're gone, I turn round, still very crying, because I haven't stopped since we started, wipe my nose and just go, good luck, and go back to work.
See, part of me really wanted to go, my plan has finally come to fruition! Yeah, sure.
Starts repairing the factory.
Does not believe the army!
Grabs all the adamantine.
So much baggage gone! Okay, so I'm going to jump Shocker with the people who have just teleported. One of you, could you roll me a D100? Basically, I need to find out how off-target you guys are.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
In fairness, you should be doing this with teleport all the time. Einstein's just really good.
Yep.
Taking Einstein to get there. Very good call.
50. Exactly.
You lucky. Okay. And now I get to find out the directions. Up. Down. Okay. Right. You all appear. Everyone give me a perception check before I even describe things, because this is just going to make life easier for me.
25.
18.
32.
Honestly, you all did really well, and Sasha has the edge.
By 10?
But that's, yeah, that's factually accurate.
It's a big edge.
It's basically a cube, this knife.
You find yourselves in what appears to be the utterly blasted remains of a city. Might even be the right city. By blasted, I mean there aren't even, like, the odd buildings still standing. At most, there's a couple of walls here or there. There's a couple of telltale mountains on either side of the valley in which this city is sort of resting. And the sun looks weird. It looks very big. It looks very red. There is a peculiar quality.
Einstein, have you teleported us to another planet?
I mean, I'm going to take a break there.
Rusty Quill presents Season 4 of the Magnus Archives, the internationally renowned weekly horror fiction podcast which follows the statements and mysteries that lurk inside the Magnus Institute, a British organisation dedicated to researching the esoteric and the weird. Join head archivist Jonathan Sims and his dedicated team as they continue to record and investigate paranormal statements. But be warned, Things have changed. The team is in tatters, and where before the statements were unsettling, together they have begun to form a picture that is truly horrifying. Because the archives are awake, they are hungry, and they are not alone. Season 4 of the Magnus Archives, available for free on January 10th, 2019 via iTunes, Spotify, and all other good podcast players. For more information, visit rustyquill.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, I'm going to jump back to... Yeah, I'm going to stick with the people who've just teleported, actually. give people what they want. Yes, the sun looks larger than it should and red, like a deep, deep red. Like sunset, but it is too high in the sky for that to be the case. There is an acrid, a very, very acrid sort of acidic tang to the air, and there's a lot of sort of like dust devils flying around, and I mean that as in literal, like, you know, swirls of dust, not the creature dust devils, which can be a thing in certain games. However, Sasha, you do see that way off, like way off further down, something is flying off in the distance. It hasn't noticed you, but there is something weird shaped flying. You've never seen anything like it before.
Sasha immediately melts into the shadow of one of the walls that's still standing and pulls the other people into the shadow too.
Hamid, can you give me a knowledge arcana, please?
18.
18. Something's definitely wrong with magic here.
Oh no.
You do not have the expertise to know what. It is as likely to not work at all as to accidentally your fireballs are maximised and killing everyone in the party.
Cool.
You have no way of knowing this.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
Correct.
Literally, yeah.
So Einstein's there and immediately like, wow! Like, far too loud. Wow!
Shut up!
What? I cannot believe it
worked! She puts her hand over his mouth and grabs him towards her, and like, so she basically has her arm over his neck.
Yeah.
So not choking him, but like pressure there. Like, this is how you silence someone.
Professor, we have to make sure no one knows we're here.
There's something flying over there, and I assume that it's not some kind of friendly bird, whatever birds are friendly.
A chaffinch.
Not a seagull.
She loosens slightly. Can I trust you not to scream?
She says, as smoothly as if she's. May have done this a few too many times.
I mean, only if something's like eating my leg, I might let something slip, you know?
She pushes her like, oh, don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's
it's kind of scary. I've not seen this side of you.
Let's look for signs of movement. Human inhabitation.
I'm afraid I don't really know where we are relative to
look around.
That didn't. I don't think it went too badly. Like, everyone. Fingers toast check.
Usual number.
Like, she's oh yeah, of course.
Okay, it can't have
20. Yeah.
It can't have failed that much. I mean, you know, everyone's got their bits, so you know, yes. Any landing you can walk away from.
Yeah, Azu isn't in the mood to be checking fingers and toes. So.
Just stay alert. Let's just make sure we don't draw too much attention ourselves and look for human habitation.
Azu turns down the glowing on her armor.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yep.
So who's leading? Who's following? Einstein asks, because Alex needs to know.
Sasha's best on,
Sasha
on
just,
point duty.
Just looks around, picks like whatever seems to be the journey.
I'm going
to
allow a knowledge local, because this is more like how cities are likely laid out.
What is downtown?
That definitely used to be an
downtown.
Inn. You can tell because it had a cellar, that kind of thing.
That's 24.
If anyone has survival, I'd also allow that as a check.
No.
I don't have it ticked, but I've got a 3 in it.
Is it a use on train?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, you
roll
can roll
it.
That.
Okay.
I had to think then.
Ooh.
Look at me making you think. Oh, it's only 10.
Sasha, you reckon you can head deeper into the city. Like, it's actually surprisingly difficult to tell because city stretches out in all directions apart from, like, distant mountains. And there's not any real landmarks. Like, it's been levelled. Azu seems legit. Yeah, I guess.
This way, quietly.
You know the sun's wrong? Like, proper wrong?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay close to Professor Einstein.
Yeah.
Now that Sasha's just a few feet away, like, sort of leading.
Okay.
Slightly.
I'm going to jump back to Grizzop. Things to be aware of. Things are definitely temporally going to start diverging a bit because of just the way things are going. I'm going to do the best I can to fudge it. I'm going to keep bouncing back and forth between you two. If it works out that the days don't match up, one of you is going to find a reason to sit on the bum for a day because I can only square the circle so much. Grizzop, you are smashing at this pipe. Alone, it is taking longer. Turns out the acid was doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
So I am, after about half an hour, going to stop, grab some of those arrows, so out of machines and bits and pieces, and start shooting the bolts off.
It becomes readily apparent the second that you start doing that and start thinking a bit more, you could just cut them off almost like butter. It's adamantine, it shears through. This is not an adamantine pipe, it's steel. It's loud, like, that's one of the misconceptions. Everyone's like, oh, you can cut locks silently. No. But you can do it. So yeah, you can begin shearing the bolts off. It becomes apparent to you, you're reaching the point, though, where, like, some of them might start pinging off and suddenly this room will be very full very quickly.
Yep. So I take a deep breath and continue doing it.
Okay. Give me a reflex save.
Oh, please.
Don't like water.
Grizzop doesn't like water.
That's a 19.
That's a 19. Okay. So you cut the last couple, and then there's, like, two left. They spontaneously just ping off like bullets. Due to luck, not due to you being ready for them, they just ping off and don't hit you. The water doesn't seem to be coming out, and then suddenly the pipe begins to...
Oh, cool!
The pipe begins to really start juddering. You know that sort of like pressure build that you can get in like central heating and things like that? That kind of hum, that vibration. It starts building, and then the end of the sort of... I can't remember what it's called. You know the sort of L bend?
Probably called an
L-bend. The big, big L-bend duct just blows off into the far wall, and the room is immediately just water is pouring in. Give me another reflex save.
21.
You manage to keep your feet, but you need to flee. There is no version of events where you could keep your feet if you aren't immediately running away from where this water's coming from, because it is a whole river coming out of a pipe that's only, like, you know, 10 foot wide or something.
Yeah, I go up the stairs. I'm going out the way we came in because I'm not going to run down the flat passage, which will get filled up by river.
Sure. You manage to do so. As you are running, you hear the, like, hiss of steam and the crunch of machinery as it's just being effectively blown aside. And the last thing that you see beforehand is water gushing down primarily the route where the ore was coming from.
Yeah.
Not all of it. Like, there's enough coming out that it's coming out faster than it can go down that tunnel. But yeah, definitely a good chunk of it is going down there. And yeah, you managed to start running up the corridor that you came from.
Mm-hmm.
Things to bear in mind. I'm going to go ahead and say that you know where traps are.
Well, I know where the traps we found are.
Yes. Can you give me a perception check, please?
Oh, good. That's a 25.
25? I'm messing with you. Yeah, like, there are no further traps to set off. Oh. You can avoid the ones. The wizard one is great. There are only three grubs and you massacred them. So that doesn't even have
probably
anything to
too
it.
Too fast anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! You managed to make it back to the T-junction. Unmolested, unharmed. There's not even water behind you because this the grating on the floor
so
and stuff.
So, a question about the big pit. Did it have a way up? Was there a scaffold or a ladder?
Yes,
or...
there was a single ladder
okay,
way
I'm going
up.
That way.
Cool,
that's
great.
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and just jump back to these guys under the assumption that you are doing things like jumping traps, pushing bypass buttons, you know,
as quickly as
all
I can.
The obvious stuff.
Am I being chased by water? How fraught is my situation?
It is not.
Cool, I'm still sprinting, but that's good to know.
It's a really good call not to have run down the route that the ore was coming from. That was a really good call.
I don't know why I would have run into a mine. That seems really stupid.
Let me rephrase. That would have been a very bad call.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
In that case, then, Jumping back to the rest of the party, you are heading downtown. Everything's blasted. It's downtown. Right.
There is a purple town. The sun is waiting for you.
Okay, so yeah, the sun is blazing hot as well.
We're in the shadows.
However, the shadows are icy cold, like far too cold for them to be. So it's like, you know how in like a desert it can hit really high and then at night it's like frost? There is frost on the sides of buildings that are in shade.
Almost like the shadow never moves.
And then there is heat on the side where the sun is coming from. So it's fundamentally unpleasant.
How are people doing?
Everyone give me a fort save.
I start casting Endure Elements on people.
20.
Oh, wow.
Ah. Helen made good on her.
10.
Okay.
That's
a natural one.
That's a natural one.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, you rolled a natural one, didn't
23.
You?
23.
Yeah, I did. 23. But
so
do I not?
Still a critical miss.
Oh.
So, everyone seems to be handling it. Azu, your plate armour is soaking up the heat the second that you are stepping out of the shadows. Like, you can't be in shadows the whole way. Occasionally you've got, you know, sprint across a street and so on. Yeah. When that happens, you are in an oven. Like, it's really hot. You aren't burning, but it is as close as it can be before it is. Like, people can't touch your armour when you enter the shade. The fact that there is icy shade is how you are currently surviving this.
So is every single time they hide in the shadows punctuated by the hiss and crackle of cooling metal?
Yes.
Is it expanding and shrinking?
If your armour wasn't magic, it would be taking damage.
Wow.
It is because you are wearing metal. So who is casting Endure Elements and when?
Well, you can cast it once, and I know that. Mm-hmm. In character, so I'll cast it on three people and you can cast it on yourself.
Okay. I need to know who's casting first. It matters.
The first person I cast it on is myself.
Okay. It.
You catch on fire and die. Next.
It's.
He was thinking it.
No, what makes me laugh though is the next. Now cast Endure Elements as a dead corpse on the next person. So what happens is, it seems to work, however, you barely have control of the magic. Like, it courses through you in a way it never normally does. It's not so much that you had to call for it, than that it was already there. You went, okay, I'd like to use... Oh, that's a lot of magic! From everyone else looking in, he begins to glow with that purple kind of haze. And then it sort of dies down.
Oh,
and
okay.
Give me a Knowledge Arcana again, now that you've actually cast a spell.
Is that a dragon thing?
No, I think that's a Rome thing.
Uh-uh.
19. The spell that you cast has definitely just been augmented in some way.
Cool.
You don't think you can reliably replicate that effect?
Probably not.
Okay, so yeah, spellcaster's going to be a risk, but I still think it's a good idea to cast Endure Elements on everyone.
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'd rather not get exploded and just get a bit hot.
That's totally a valid thing, yeah.
What would you like, Professor?
He reaches into his pocket, pulls out a coin, flips it, lands it. Okay, that coin's really hot. I'd like Endure Elements, please.
No, I cast Endure Elements on Einstein.
I'm going first.
Whoa, you feel all that power going? It just seems to fly off in a random direction. Like, I'm talking sort of mentally abstract here. Everyone give me a perception check.
Seeing magic. That's a non-natural 20.
15.
13. No, 23, sorry.
There we go. plus 10. It's basically rounding the errors. So all of you hear a distant, small explosion. Hamid, that was probably you.
I don't think that took, Professor. Would you like me to try again?
I'm good. You know, yeah.
Best if you cast it on yourself.
It's probably fine.
Divine or arcane casting will work differently, but it's probably going to be a risk either way.
This is already full of risks. She's going to cast it anyway.
You just cast it.
You don't roll anything.
You don't have to roll.
Oh, really?
It happens.
Yeah. Okay.
God says, you get Endure Elements.
Alex does. You sort of drawing that thing, and the first thing that you notice is sometimes, like, when it comes to sort of drawing divine energy, it's almost like you've got the feeling that there's someone else in the room that you know and like. You haven't seen them, but you kind of know they're there. No, they're not.
Oh no.
Nothing appears to happen. I don't mean it like... I just mean there's a big empty hole where there should have been a person that you called to. There is no one on the other end of that prayer. And you know it.
God can't come here.
No. It'd be real bad if they could, because the cult of Hades would be like... Evil god magic.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well...
So, you feeling enjoyed?
I don't think I can access my magic.
Oh, sucks to be you.
Do you want me to try casting it on you?
Far
Hamid
away.
Hamid looks worried.
But... Does Hamid make the face that you just made?
Yeah.
I will survive it.
You sure?
I mean, that's the way survival goes, you know, right up until you don't.
Very helpful, thank you.
Okay.
You know, like, this isn't my first rodeo, you know? Sometimes you've got to just be cheerful, because...
It's his first Romeo.
Is that or cry?
Oh, well, I've got endure elements, I'm fine.
Yes, you are. The cold, it's kind of nice and cooling. It's like going from a hot summer's day to a cool summer's day.
Stunning work, Alex.
Thank you, professional writer.
Going from a hot summer's day into a nice air-conditioned room.
Oof, I wouldn't go that far. So are you all pressing on then?
Yeah,
and we are just going in a random direction.
You know, I do get that.
More central.
Everyone give me a perception check, please.
Ugh. God. 10.
18.
15.
Okay, yeah, you still seem to be managing to sort of take your direction. And you are also...
If I was there, it would have been great. You're wrong the 19.
Screw you,
well,
man.
That's your fault. All five of your characters all over the world go. I'm slight making, frustration. Ugh.
I'm making the Avengers. Yeah. What about you guys?
You, Sasha, you also managed to skirt where you think creatures are. Yeah. You never managed to fail so badly that, like, you can see what they are. So it's just like... Okay, that street, I hear something rattling, that's a no. That street...
That looks like a nest.
Oh, interesting. Now, that one, all I get is an incredibly impending, ominous sense of dread. That's the way. We're going that way. That's the route we're taking.
Although sometimes I would put the ominous dread around the corner and then set the trap in the hand. That's the way a real expert would do it.
So, I'm going to jump back to Grizzop. You managed to make your way without incident to the, like, empty... The conical room. The conical cavern. There you go. Bit of alliteration. Ooh. What now?
I climb out of the coal.
Uh-huh. It is easy to do. It is kind of clearly not a primary route of access. Like, it is one of those ladders that have the little hoops around it. Yeah. It falls just short, and you can hear that faint buzzing I was describing for Hamid. You are obviously going to have to sort of climb up onto the dirt in order to do it. You're not needing checks. Just,
yeah.
You can do so the second you pass that buzzing thing. There's a weird moment where it's like, huh, that should be my legs, but it's an empty hole with no one in it. And then you're up on the top, and from where you're stood, there's no river. It's not even any sound. It's a really good illusion.
Sure. How far away am I from Damascus City?
Like a day's walk away.
Cool. So I'm actually... Oh, what time of day is it?
It's about 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay. I said I need to make sure this is done properly, and the only way it's going to be done properly is that the facility fills up and the river starts going again. So I am going to camp on the banks of the river.
Basically an overnight vigil kind of thing.
Yeah. But after I've pitched my tent, I sit down, fish around, like, inside my coat. I pull out a magical photograph of me.
It doesn't move.
Yeah.
This picture doesn't move.
Me and another goblin smiling happily at a cafe table. Mm-hmm. Al fresco. And just sit down and go, please be okay.
Cool. I'm going to jump back to the rest of the party who are moving through what can effectively be described as a living hell. So.
Fine. Literally fine.
You press on.
Just angry at you.
You've actually been doing very well so far.
She's sneaking so angrily.
He didn't have to come.
Huffing into shadows.
Everybody that doesn't have a fort save.
Beating is a fence.
Sorry.
He knows the deal. He's probably been kidnapped as a bribe before.
I mean, you can get a really good deal on the return. So what I'm going to need is a fort save from everyone apart from Hamid.
God, Einstein's is going to be terrible. He's a wizard. An old wizard.
Yeah, aging effects reduce your force.
It's almost like he has a penalty on certain things.
I only got 11.
Mm-hmm.
I got 22.
Mm-hmm. Azu, yeah. Despite the fact that your armour is turning into an oven every 30 seconds, you're ploughing on regardless, because it's almost like you're really good at this kind of thing.
Mm. And grouping.
Einstein seems to be suffering. Einstein's definitely slowing down. He's sweating. He keeps smiling. Anytime anyone looks back, he kind of gives a thumbs up. But over the couple of hours that you've been walking, his thumbs start to get a little bit wonky.
Start to melt.
Sasha, you are also starting to suffer.
How much
you
damage do I take?
You are now taking a -1 on all ability checks, at deck rolls, and basically you're looking at -1 on your rolls.
Just -1.
There is a specific thing. I am not going to dive into the specifics. It will take ages.
Generally suffering.
You are generally suffering by about -1.
Bad day. Yeah, mechanically bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
You sure you guys don't want... not attempt at your elements?
I'm really okay with feeling not okay rather than feeling exploded.
Okay.
Everyone give me a stealth check. This is a very check-heavy traversal. However, you're all doing really well in avoiding a lot of encounters.
You're about to make Azu roll stealth.
Yeah, what do I use for stealth?
It's all right, Einstein's doing it with penalties.
You got your stealth thing.
Yeah, oh, okay. You'll be taking
stealth
a minus...
Is also -5.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
A minus what?
-5 because it's a dex-based skill check, which means your arm penalty check.
That's an 8.
19.
36. Sasha's so stealthy that you guys start losing track of her.
So you're all heading along. There's a brief moment as you're dashing between the baking heat that Einstein trips.
What?
He doesn't like hurt himself, but he does trip and he's like, oh. Azu, of course, you head back to help. And there's a really awkward moment where he sort of he tries to stand up, slips and sort of pulls you down. And your knee just hits the dirt just for a second, but it's a really loud clang. Like a bang.
Yeah.
And there's this, the quiet, and it's just the wind and the heat. And then you hear from a great, great distance a howl. A long, drawn howl. It's like there's a human voice and a wolf howl howling at the same time at a great distance, and then it is taken up by something the same great distance on the opposite side, and then a third from a great distance behind you.
Quick! Like... goes back. Can she grab Einstein? How heavy is he?
You've never tried before.
I'm going to try and grab Einstein and run.
It's like he's made of paper.
Okay, going to grab him and run.
Yep.
I mean, because she's got all these feats that swap dex for strength.
Mm-hmm.
Would that include carrying someone?
No.
Or is that still
no,
straight?
No.
Okay,
so you can carry him. Like I say, he's a little streak of nothing who can just get around. That's Einstein's thing.
She puts him over her shoulder and... runs into cover in the sound, like the distance away from the howls. Follow me.
Okay, so you're running.
I follow Sasha
quietly.
Everyone apart from Sasha sees a I'm gonna read a description. When was the last time I did that? It's like the air tears immediately behind Sasha. There's a faint sound of sort of screams, and that howl is suddenly immediately upon you. A gaunt, long-limbed, vaguely dog-shaped thing leaps out of the tear immediately at Sasha, carrying
Einstein.
Carrying Einstein.
Oh, no.
Not the professor.
Hey!
He's very fragile!
Yeah, you'll be fine. You're an adventurer.
It dives, it tackles you to the ground, but you manage to tumble yourself back up.
Einstein okay?
Einstein is the one who took the hit.
No!
It has bitten a huge chunk of his back out.
No, oh my god.
And it doesn't bite in an organic way. You see it has a vaguely ghostly quality. It bites, it pulls, the flesh doesn't tear, it just disappears. It just ceases to be there. Einstein begins to scream as he drops to the dirt.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to end the episode
roll for initiative.
There.
No!
No initiative for you! We are ending it!
Only despair.
Are you okay?
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
episode 115 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
You usually point at somebody.
That's a good point. I squeezed my knees instead. I don't know why I did.
So wait, hold on. I'll just wait. Okay, now squeeze a knee and then... Okay, that's me.
Right, okay, cool. Cool. Should we try that again?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Program. The Program audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The Program is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the program at www.rustyquill.com or www.programaudioseries.com or search for The Program Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.